Zvachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4-3, and the Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of chutz l'zmano and making something pigel that would be subject to the iser, the penalty, I should say, of kares, if one would eat from it. So the source of a korban becoming pigel is a pasuk that refers to shlamim, a peace offering. And therefore the Gemara learns from there to other things like a peace offering. Now, the essential feature that of a peace offering, which we're focused on here in our Mishnah, is that a peace offering, before one can eat from the meat or offer the emurim on the mizbeach, on the altar, first he must provide the or perform the blood service, which is known as the matir, the preliminary permitting event. So the blood is the matir, it's the permitter, and the offering the blood is a preliminary requirement before the emurim can go on the mizbeach and the meat can be eaten. Meaning, just to speak it out, if for whatever reason the blood doesn't make it onto the Mizbeach, or doesn't make it in a valid way to the Mizbeach, then the meat may not be eaten, and the Emorim shouldn't be burned, or should be taken out and burned outside of the base of Mikdash. So, therefore, things that don't have a preliminary matir, a preliminary event that makes it edible for the Mizbeach or for a person, is not going to be subject to the rules of Pigel, meaning if one eats from these things, there wouldn't be a penalty of Karis. Okay? So the Mishnah is now going to list a number of things which don't have this karas penalty if you eat them after they become, you know, chutzpah zmano thoughts, because these things essentially are all matirim in themselves. They themselves are the like analogous to the blood. They're the matir, and therefore they don't have a preliminary matir before them, or they just are offered directly without needing a matir at all. So says the Mishnah, ve'elu devarim she'ein chayav maleim mishum pigel. The following are items which, even with chutzpah zmano thoughts, if one would eat these things, there's no penalty of kares. First of all, hakometz. The kometz is the portion of a mincha, of a meal offering. We can call it a fistful. It's kind of like the size of a person's pinky. We'll describe more later on in Menachos. But the point is that you take a portion of the dough off the larger container, and that goes on the mizbeach, on the altar. Essentially, the kometz is really analogous to like the blood of a zevach. So there are sort of, as it was discussed before, but the point is that the kometz being like the blood, it is the matir for the rest of the mincha offering, and therefore doesn't have a preliminary matir that allows it to be offered. And therefore, if one would, let's say, do the kamitza or whatever it is, thinking chutzpah zmano thoughts, although he'd make the mincha to be pigel, if someone ate the kometz part of it, since the kometz is offered without the preliminary matir, there's no penalty of karas for that. Same goes with the vahalavona, the frankincense. That's like a little, they're little pieces of basically dried tree sap. They look kind of like, a lot like yellow raisins, but they are the color and shape and size of yellow raisins, but they kind of look, in terms of luster, like a sugar rock candy. In any case, the point is those go on top of a mincha, and then when, after the, you push them aside, do the kamitza, and then you put the lavona on the mizbeach with the komet. The point is, it's part of what's offered as the matir. It doesn't need a preliminary matir, and therefore, if one would eat the katoris, he would not be subject to kares, even if, when he did the kamitz, etc., he had chutzpah zmano thoughts. I should speak out that the lavona is not edible. Lavona is but if one would. Vaha katoris, says the Mishnah. The katoris is the incense. That's the incense offering. It's offered twice a day, morning and afternoon, on the inner golden altar. Again, there's no preliminary matir before it's offered, so therefore it's not subject to pigel, or, you know, mischiv karas, if one eat it, for whatever reason. So in other words, for example, if a person was walking to the golden altar with the incense in hand, that's like holacha, thinking he's going to actually offer it in the wrong time, so to speak, chutzpah zmano thoughts, even so, it doesn't make it into pigel, and if one would eat the katoris, again, katoris is not edible. It's like spices for burning, but if one would eat it, there'd be no penalty of karas. Minchas kohanim. Same goes for a mincha offering that's brought for kohanim. If a kohen volunteers to bring a mincha, which he may, like anybody, so instead of just the kometz being burned and the rest of the mincha being eaten, which happens for other people's korbanos, when a kohen brings a mincha, the whole thing is burned. Based on psukim, the kohen don't eat their own mincha, it's burned on the mizbeach. That being the case, there's no preliminary matir for the whole mincha. There's no kometz that comes before the rest. It's all burned entirely, and therefore there's no matir, and therefore there's no issue of pigel to make it chayv karas if you ate it for minchas kohanim. And same goes with minchas kohen mashiach. The kohen gadol, he has to purchase or pay for a daily 12, like a mincha, basically, that comes half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Someone else can do it for him, but he has to pay for it. The point is it's burned entirely, so since there's no preliminary matir, if the person doing the offering of the Kohen Gadol's mincha, if he has chutzas mala thoughts, it doesn't make it pigle, that if one would eat from the mincha, they'd be chayv karas for that. The next two words, u'minchas nesachim, should be removed. Then we have v'hadam, the blood. This is the blood from the offering itself. So you're bringing ola or shlam and the like. The blood itself is the matir, and therefore if someone would drink that blood, even after a chutzas mala thoughts, he would not be liable to karas for the crime of pigle. I should speak out that there's a separate Isser from the Torah of consuming blood, for which the penalty is karas. So actually, it would get karas, but karas for drinking blood, not karas for eating pigle. Now, the next is a little more of a mouthful. It says, "V'hanesachim habam bifnei atzman divremer." Let me give the background here. Nesachim are a company every ola and every shlamim. They are both a wine libation as well as a minchas nesachim, like a meal offering. Every ola, every Shlomim has this accompanying meal offering and wine offering. They're called nesachim together, either or, nesachim, both. So, you really can bring, let's say, the minchas nesachim, that meal offering that comes in one of three ways. You could bring it, the most conventional way would be you bring an ola or a shlomim. So you just, when you come with your animal, you're also going to bring your wine, you bring your meal, your flour, and you say this is for the nesachim, this is for the korban, and immediately after they offer the blood for the ola, whatever it is, they can now already do the nesachim as well. So in that sense, in a way, the blood is a matir, which allows for the nesachim to be brought. However, that's not necessarily how you have to do it. You could bring your ola or shlamim today, and then next week bring nesachim, no problem. In which case, when you offer the blood of the ola or the shlamim, there's no specific wine or flour that's being identified as being nesachim. So therefore, it's not really, they're decoupled, they're disconnected, okay? There's even a third way you can bring nesachim, which is on a totally voluntary basis without any connection whatsoever to a korban. That's a little strange, but you can say, listen, I don't want to bring an ola or a shlamim, I just want to bring a wine libation that would accompany one, or a minchas nesachim that would accompany one. If you do that, it's also binding, you can bring it as a voluntary offering, and indeed they will offer it, and there certainly is no matir, because there's no zevach, there's no ola or shlam that comes before, and certainly no matir. So, of course, there's nothing to talk about that if there's you commit the nesachim without any other korban, there's no matir, and therefore for sure there would be no iser of pigle and no chayv karas for eating it. But what happens if you, the other case, what happens if you bring, let's say, a meal offering that's a nesachim, but you bring it the next week after you butcher ola or shlam this week? Are they connected, and therefore are they subject to pigle or not? Says the Mishnah, v'nesachim habam bifnei atzman, if you bring nesachim on their own, meaning not with the zevach, but later, and of course, so if you bring without, there's no zevach at all, then those things are also on the list of exempt items from the chi of karas if you have chutzas mano thoughts. That's Reb Meir Shita. The chacham are even more lenient. They say, afabam ima behema. They say, even if you bring nesachim at the same time as you bring the animals, the ola or the shlamim, and therefore the blood essentially looks and feels and is the matir for the bringing the nesachim, it says the chacham, even then, the nesachim are not eligible for the pigle and chi of karas if you consume them, because you see from the fact you don't have to bring them together, they're not really connected. That's the shita of the chacham. Halacha is like the chachamim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, the same kind of thinking goes for the lug shemen shel metzora. A metzora, someone who had tzara'as at the end of his purification process, after shaving his hair, this is a complicated procedure, he is going to, amongst other things, bring an asham, a guilt offering, the asham metzoros, and he's also going to do this oil procedure. The oil procedure, essentially, is he brings a lug, which is like half a liter of olive oil, he gives this to the Kohen will put on some other Kohen's hand, and then from there, that Kohen with the oil in his hand will put he'll like sprinkle the oil seven times towards the Kodesh Kodashim. He'll then also apply the oil to the right like ear of the Metzora, as well as the right thumb and the right big toe. Okay, what remains on his hand, he puts on the head of the Metzora. He like wipes it on his like bare, you know, pate, like his shorn head on top of his hair there. And then, and finally, what's left of the oil, the Kohanim will eat for dinner, let's say. Okay, so the question is, if you, a Metzora, brings his Asham, and there's Chutzazman of thoughts, and the Asham becomes Pigel, what's with the oil that accompanies it? Is that oil going to become also subject to the Isser of Karas? So it says that it's the same kind of discussion. The idea is that you could, if you want to, bring your Asham today and then deal with the Tahara with the oil next week. So they're not totally connected necessarily. Okay, therefore he's kind of a similar kind of machlokus on the similar kind of lines. Says the Mishnah, Luk Shemin Shel Metzora, that oil, Rabbi Shimon, who goes like the Chachamim, says, Omer, Ein Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigel. There's no pigel to the oil for the Metzora. The reason why is because since you could bring them separately, they're not intrinsically connected in a way that would obligate for pigel. The same way the Nesachim for an Olor or Shlomim, since you could bring them separately, aren't intrinsically connected, says the Chum. Rabbi Meir, however, going according to his Shita, says, Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigel. He says, no, if you're bringing them together, then they're connected, and therefore you'd be chayv for pigel. Shedama asha matiro, because it's the bring of the blood which allows this oil to proceed, and therefore if you bring the blood of the asham with chutzazman of thoughts, then you make the oil also pigel, and if someone drinks the oil, he'll be subject to karas. Finally, says the Mishnah, v'chol sheyesh lo matirin, more of a general statement, any offering that has a preliminary matir to it, bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach, whether what it's doing is permitting something to be eaten for human beings, the Baalim or the Kohanim, or to the Mizbeach, the Emurim to burn there, etc. Chayavin alav mishum pigel, there is a pigel notion, so if one does the blood of Chutzazman of thoughts, or the Matir with Chutzazman of thoughts, I should say, so then the thing that's going to be eaten by the Mizbeach or by people, I will be subject to pigel, and a Chiyav Karas if one eats it. This last point becomes the subject of our next Mishnah.